Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Today I got the best good DM on Instagram from Esther. She wrote to tell me, just a quick thank you for the challenge to memorize Psalm 91. That's last season's Holy Girl Walk passage. Esther went on to explain, my friend and I, both in our 70s, might be a little slower than the rest of you, but we both successfully said the entire psalm yesterday, and we're so thankful for your encouragement to do this. Well, you are so welcome, Esther. And I hope you'll join us for Psalm 92, even if you're not finished by the time we begin the next season. By the way, do this at your pace. Some of you will race through this in 28 days. It actually took me longer than that to memorize my first chapter. The point is not to do it, but to walk with God and to marinate in it as you do it. Today, I want you to walk and memorize Psalm 92:9. The verse reads, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All evildoers shall be scattered. Picture this. It's the night before a battle, and God's people are outnumbered. The enemies surrounding them seem impossible to defeat. They're stronger, more powerful, and closing in from every side. But in the darkness of the night, something happens. God intervenes. The enemies are thrown into confusion, and they scatter in fear. They're defeated not by the sword or the strength of men, but by the hand of God. This is not just a story from long ago. It's the truth of how God works. He scatters his enemies. We see it time and again throughout Scripture. Whether it's armies fleeing in fear or evil plans crumbling into dust, God is the one who scatters those who rise up against him. But what does this mean for us today? Well, first, let's be clear. God's enemies are not just ancient armies or people who oppose him outwardly. Anything that sets itself up against God's truth is an enemy. That could be lies, fear, anxiety, pride, things that rise up in our hearts or in the world around us. These are the enemies that threaten to overwhelm us, just like that ancient army that seemed impossible to defeat. This morning in my quiet time, I read that familiar verse in Ephesians, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Oh my, we have enemies today. We just can't see them. Not always. Now here's the good news. Just as God scattered his enemies in the past, he is still scattering them today. When we walk with him, he fights for us. He scatters the lies that tell us we're not enough. He scatters the fear that keeps us from stepping into his plans. He scatters the pride that pulls us away from his presence. Psalm 92:9 is a promise that God's enemies, anything that opposes his will and his ways, will not prevail. So, why does it matter for us? Well, it means we don't have to live in fear. We don't have to be overwhelmed by the obstacles in front of us or the things that seem too big to handle. We serve a God who scatters his enemies, and that includes the things that threaten to hold us back. It's a reminder that victory belongs to him and that we can walk forward in faith knowing that he's clearing the way. And speaking of walking, I know that sometimes it's hard to keep going, both in life and in our physical walks. But be persistent. Even as you walk in this special challenge, you're proving what you're made of, and God is making you stronger. As you walk today, think about the things that feel like enemies in your life. Maybe it's a fear, a burden, or something that's been weighing you down. Now, remember the truth of Psalm 92:9. God scatters his enemies. Whatever you're facing, it's not too big for God. He's got you, and he's already fighting for you. Okay, get out there, walk, and memorize Psalm 92:9. Our next Holy Girl Walk is happening in the spring, Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130 will be available to guide you through your memory work and your life. You can experience true freedom in Christ. Stay in touch and walk with me again. To get details on that when they're available, visit danagresh.com and sign up to get my emails. I send one a month, a monthly newsletter. Happy walking, friend.